This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 7th of June, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Granting of Beingness, Session 2. This group processing session is 62 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
Well, how are we making out? Fine. Good. Good. Been running procedure 30 on you here, as much of the processing as I have done, with a little extra material thrown in, which is a fascinating thing, this procedure 30, the simplicity of it. Of course, the key command on procedure 30, actually, I don't think could be run on a group, certainly not with safety. Part 3, procedure 30, is who would it be safe to have grant some beingness? You ask the preacher to think of somebody that they would find it perfectly safe if this person granted some beingness. Let's see if you can do it. Perfectly safe to have this person grant some beingness to anything. Got that now? Perfectly safe for this other person to have that other person grant some beingness. Got somebody now? Got somebody you're sure it'd be all right to have grant some beingness? All right, now let's find something that it'd be safe to have them grant some beingness to. We got the person. Now, let's get something it'd be safe for this individual to grant some beingness to. I just check off several things if you get one, but get that first one right away. Be safe to have this person grant some beingness to this, to that. Get some more things. Be perfectly safe to have this person grant some beingness to. Get some more things that it'd be safe to have this person grant some beingness to. Let's check them off. Bing, 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 bing. Let's be very certain, though, when you get one of these things, that it'd be all right. This is the same person we're talking about now. Not different people. Just the same one, the one you got stuck with the first time. Right, let's find something else now. It'd be safe to have this person you got the first time there grant some beingness to. And some more things that it'd be safe to have this person grant some beingness to. Same person. Some more things. More things. check off some more things. You'd let this person grant some beingness to. Now let's get some more things that would be perfectly safe to have this person grant some beingness to. Some more things to be perfectly safe. Now, what else could this person grant some beingness to be all right with you? Some more. All right, some more things, but this time, where? Indicate the direction. On the spot. Where would it be all right for this person to grant some beingness? What to and where? Let's get some more. What to and where? Okay, now let's get an acceptable mock-up of this person. A very acceptable mock-up. You know, I mean, this person very sick, or this person dead, or something of sort, a very acceptable mock-up, and pull it in on the body. Let's get some more. Very acceptable mock-up of this person now. Maybe dead and decayed. Get a lot of those mock-ups and pull it in on the body. Okay. Now, who would grant some beingness now? Who would grant some beingness now to black space? Black spaces, closets, dark bedrooms, black spaces. Where? Get the direction. Who would grant some beingness to black spaces? Now, who would grant beingness to blindness? To blindness. Where? Now, who would grant beingness to deafness? Where? And who would grant beingness to occlusion in general, blindness, unable to see theta-wise? Who would grant beingness to that? Who would grant beingness to unsolvable engrams, facsimiles, image pictures? Who would grant beingness to unsolvable, unworkable engrams, facsimiles, mental pictures? Where? Check them over. Where? Now, who would grant beingness to pictures in general? Just pictures. Who would grant beingness to pictures? Any kind of pictures, moving pictures, any kind of pictures. Who'd grant beingness to pictures? Now, who would grant beingness to fiction? Books, magazines, fictional ideas and characters. Who? Where? Where? Now, who would grant beingness to hallucination? Delusion, hallucination. Where? Now, who would grant beingness only to perfection? Only to your perfection. Only to other perfection. Who would grant beingness to you only after you had attained perfection? Where were they going to do this? Let's get some more of those. Only after you had become perfect would they grant beingness to you. Check those people off, including you. Let's check those people off now. Where? Check the point. Where? All right, let's check them off again. After you had attained perfection, who would then grant beingness to you? And where? As a what? Who would grant beingness to you after you'd attained perfection as a what? Now, what would be the best thing to be to have beingness granted at you? What would be the best thing to be to have beingness granted to you? Let's see if you can get that one. What would be the very best thing to be to have beingness granted to you? That good girl when you keep going over and over and over. That's not imaginative enough. Let's get more specific than that. What would be the best thing to be to have beingness granted to you? Now, you know, every year you probably changed your mind, so let's go over a lot of them. Now, whose beingness would be the best beingness for you to collect? Let's get the best brand here. Whose beingness would it be the best beingness for you to collect? Where? Let's spot it. How far away is it? Don't spot it in your bank. Spot it in the physical universe. What date? What's the best date? Is it that date yet? Now again, what would be the best thing you could possibly be in order to accumulate beingness? Oh, there's certainly something you can be that can collect beingness. Toy dog, something. All right. Now, to what would you most readily grant beingness yourself? What would it be nice and safe and easy for you to grant beingness to? What profession or object or activity, whatever you want. Get it real good? You sure? You sure? Well, let's get some more things you could grant beingness to. All right, let's take another side of it. What or who would accept your beingness if you did grant it? You sure of that? You sure it'd accept it? Let's find something that you're real sure would accept your beingness if you did grant it. Now let's go next door to that and find out what you could actually help. What are you real sure you could help? Who, what could you really help? Anything? A thirsty dog? What could you help? Must be something. What else could you help? Now, who or what could help you that you know would help you? Who or what? Oh, it must be something. Come on, who or what could help you? Maybe several things. Aspirin. Come on, who or what could help you? Now, who or what would help you if you got into jail? Novel thought to some people. Anything? Anybody? Lots of people? Who or what would help you if you got into jail? Somebody says, act off. Oh, there's something, certainly. Some more things. Somebody back here keeps saying money, money. Who or what could help you if you got into jail? Now, who would you help if this person got into jail? Now, who or what would you help if it got into trouble? If this person or animal or object got into trouble, what would you help? What would you help? Not what could you, but what would you? Maybe it's easier to answer that. What wouldn't you? Come on, what would you help if it got into trouble of any kind? Oh, let's get a longer list. More. Now, who or what would help you if you were in trouble? Give me three places where you aren't lonely. Three places where you aren't being lonely at this moment now. Come on, check them off. One, two, three. Three places where you're not being lonely. And now give me something that you could help. See if you got a little more certainty on it now. Things you really could help. And now some things from which you would expect no gratitude. If you helped them, you'd expect no gratitude. And now some things to which you don't owe any gratitude. Okay. Did you get that one? Things to which you don't owe any gratitude? Did you get that one? Well, don't look knocked out. Are there some things you don't owe any gratitude to? Well, let's get some things now that don't expect any gratitude from you. All right, now let's find some things you're not at this moment trying to protect. Some more things you're not trying to protect. And now some things that aren't trying to protect you. And some things now you're not trying to protect. And some things that are not trying to protect you. Okay, and now some things that you're not trying to hide. Got some? Now let's get some things somebody else isn't trying to hide. Okay, now who would grant beingness to guilt? Just who in general would grant beingness to guilt? Let's get some more people that would grant beingness to guilt. G-U-I-L-T. Grant beingness to guilt, yours or anybody else's. Who else would grant beingness to guilt? Check them off. Who else would grant beingness to guilt? Who else would grant beingness to guilt? Now, who would grant beingness to punishment? Who else would grant beingness to punishment? And who else would grant beingness to punishment? And who else would grant beingness to punishment? And who would grant beingness to guilt? And who would grant beingness to sin? And who would grant beingness to punishment? And who would grant beingness to guilt? Now, who would grant beingness to explosions? Who else would grant beingness to explosions? Who else? Okay. Now, let's find three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots outside the building. Three spots in the room. Three objects outside the building. Three objects in the room. Three objects outside the building. Three objects in the room. Three objects outside the building. Three objects in the room. Three objects outside the building. Three objects in the room. And now find three places where you were not. Some more places where you were not. Some more places where you were not. And now let's check over some places and get the direction to them that you're not stuck in. some places you are not stuck in. Some more places you're not stuck in. Some more places you're not stuck in. Get some places very certainly that you're not stuck in. Some more places you're not stuck in. Some more places you're not stuck in. Indicate the direction to them. More places you're not stuck in, and indicate the direction to them. More places you're not stuck in, indicate the direction to them. More places you're not stuck in, indicate the direction to them. Get how far away it is each time. More places you're not stuck in.
Indicate the direction. Get the distance to each one now. More places you're not stuck in. Get the direction and distance to each one. Get each one as certainly as you can, places, only places of which you're absolutely certain. More places you're not stuck in. Direction and distance to each one of these places. Okay, now let's get some things that aren't sticking to you. Check them off, some things that are not sticking to you. Some more things that are not sticking to you. Get only those of which you're absolutely certain. Some more things that are not sticking to you. And now some things that you are not stuck to. And now some things that you are not running away from. I mean that actively. You are not in the progress and motion of getting away out from. And now let's get some things that are not running away from you. Now, some more things that are not running away from you. Some more things that aren't running away from you. Some more things that are not running away from you. And now something that you're absolutely certain would run away from you. Something that would run away from you. Get some more things that would run away from you. Now, some more things that would run away from you. Get one you're absolutely certain would leave. Okay, now let's find the two back corners of the room. Hold on to them and don't think. Now let go. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.